Professor Byers, what will this deal mean in practical terms, the meeting at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy?
The most important consequence of the meeting will be that from now on, there will be regular contact, regular meetings and exercises between the Coast Guards of all eight Arctic countries, and most importantly, between Russia and the Arctic NATO countries. In both Russia and the United States, the Coast Guard is a military organization, and it's very important that they be able to speak with each other, to build confidence, to cooperate where necessary, especially given the tensions between Russia and NATO elsewhere in the world.
Now, will this mean that member countries will be legally obliged to assist each other in cases of emergencies?
No, it will not. Indeed, this Coast Guard Forum will exist in parallel with treaty that was signed in 2011 on search and rescue in the Arctic. But even that treaty doesn't require that they cooperate. It simply establishes procedures for cooperation if they choose to do so in specific circumstances. And they do. So in December 2014, a South Korean fishing trawler sank on the Russian side of the Bering Sea, and one of the first things the Russians did was to call the U.S. Coast Guard. So this new forum will supplement existing cooperation, provide more regular contact between the leaderships of the different Arctic Coast Guards, but it is being built on top of an already strong foundation.
What is driving this agreement?
My sense is that both the United States and Russia recognize that the Arctic is a good place for them to cooperate with each other. Obviously, they cooperate on other issues, for instance, the nuclear deal with Iran was the result of Russian-American cooperation. Both countries are working together to deal with the threat from the Islamic State, for instance. But the Arctic is another place with very low risk and lots of opportunity for mutual benefit. And given the tensions over Ukraine, both countries recognize that it's good to have stable areas of the world and places where they can work together so as to avoid the entire relationship being caught up in crisis.
Now, the Russian delegation will be participating in this meeting despite Canadian objections. What do you make of it?
The Russian delegation did not attend a meeting that was hosted by Canada in 2014, but I believe that the Canadian government, certainly the new Trudeau government, is quite willing to have this meeting in Connecticut taking place. Unless you have other information, I think we can assume that the Trudeau government is going along with the Obama administration's desire to host the Russians, because it makes all kinds of sense to cooperate on matters like search and rescue, and to do so with the largest Arctic country, which is Russia.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, how realistic was the Harper government's position in trying to keep away Russia, which controls almost, what, like 40% of the Arctic?
I think the Harper government's position was based mostly on domestic politics. The position was based on Mr. Harper's image as someone who stands up to Russia. And of course, we know in retrospect that his stand was always a little bit false. While he was standing up to Russia, he was hosting the vice president of Rosneft, the large Russian state-owned oil company in Iqaluit, Nunavut. He was not imposing sanctions against a couple of Vladimir Putin's closest allies. So it was a domestic political position, and all the experts knew that it was focused on burnishing his anti-Russia image in the lead-up to the October 2015 election. At the level of practical day-to-day cooperation, certainly there's been very little interruption. And this meeting in Connecticut, I believe, would have gone ahead with both Canadian and Russian participation, even if Stephen Harper had been reelected on October 19th.
What do you see as the next step? Where do we move from here?
Well, in terms of Arctic cooperation, there are several initiatives underway, one of which is to develop increased cooperation on fisheries management in the Arctic Ocean, which is potentially open to fishing boats as the sea ice melts and recedes. There's also important work to be done on oil spill prevention, and there is a task force working under the auspices of the Arctic Council on that very issue. So most of the issues in the Arctic concern resource management, environmental protection, and search and rescue, which is of what of course, the meeting of the different coast guards is all about. I think the leadership that we're seeing right now from the United States as the chair of the Arctic Council for the next 2 years points in that direction. It's about cooperation. It's about oceans governance. It's about addressing collective action problems, addressing problems that cannot be solved by one country acting alone. It's not high-level geopolitics. It's not about weapons and war. It's about the practical day-to-day problems that all the Arctic countries face.